My friend Victor, like, saved me, though, because he laid on top of me, but he got hit. He's really brave, and I hope he's good in the hospital.
Where's the shooter?
No one knows. Oh, my
gosh. Terrifying video provided to CBS News by a parent shows panicked children running out of the chapel at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, moments after a shooter opened fire during morning mass Wednesday.
It was, like, right beside me. I was, like, two seats away from the stained glass windows.
Fifth grader Weston Halsney said he hid under a pew as the shooter fired through the windows from outside. Police say two students, an 8- and 10-year-old, were killed, and the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the church parking lot. It's not clear if the shooter ever entered the building.
That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased.
According to law enforcement, first responders swarmed the scene immediately, rushing the 17 surviving victims to area hospitals. And after parents arrived to reunite with their children, some visibly overcome by emotion, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said it was time to take action.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance.
Now, law enforcement executed 4 search warrants yesterday, 1 at Annunciation and 3 at residences tied to the shooter. The police chief said a smoke bomb was discovered at the church and additional firearms were being recovered at those residential locations.